So I really encourage you to today connect with nature as much as you can, to be in the presence, to, and how do we, you know, a lot of times we're just like, it's so, you know, sometimes it's so hard to just get into the presence. How do you just get in the presence? It's not that easy. Think about 10 things to be grateful for. That's one. Think about a bunch of different, think about situations that were, made you feel loved. Think about those situations that made you feel excited. Just, it's about happy thoughts and like really getting into that whole Peter Pan mode. And I'm telling you, I know it sounds cheesy, but like, it's really like, do you want to change your life or do you want to keep on being in the same place that you're at? And really, things to cultivate this joy is we really got to get childlike and got to get into that magical believing system. So just like Peter Pan, when they say, think happy thoughts, you know, and they start flying. And it's the same thing like in Mary Poppins when he goes, the song I love to laugh, and they start going up into the ceiling and they're like, that song, I love to laugh. And they're like laughing so hard that they're getting so high. So it's like, really, it is about that. And when we express that joy and we express that happiness, we invite the higher realms, and we invite our spirit guides. They are responding on those notes and those vibrations. So laughing, smiling, playing, that is when your spirits will come in and they're clear. Because so often people are just like, I can't feel my guides. I don't know. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, that's one contributing factor, is that you really do need to get into a high vibration. They're always going to be with you. But if you're in a very mourning and sorrowful kind of sad place that you can't get out of, it is harder for them to come visit you. So, and another thing I was talking about where I had a client and I was inspired to give this message, where you really need to be careful about who you're telling and talking about your newfound experience about the spirit world, and if you're developing, to make sure you are not engaging with people who don't believe in you and who are just kind of giving you negative feedback about it, because that can discourage you and it can block you and it can make you believe, oh, that's not real. You'll buy into their beliefs because that's their limitation and that's their world. And that's fine that the way there is. And so let them be that. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't try to interfere. Don't try to argue. Don't try to explain yourself. And don't try to prove that this is real. Our jobs are never trying to prove to anybody that this is real. We're here for those who believe in it and are open. I'm here for those who believe in it and who are open at this moment. And I'm not trying to convince anybody. I'm not trying to turn anybody into believers. You do that on your own by seeing this. You know, this is what this is for. You feel it for yourself. And yeah, no, it's not for everybody. Not, you know, this whole thing, the psychic world, it isn't. And that's okay. But some people, that's the thing. Some people are attuned to it and some people get it. And that's what we're here for. And that's what I'm shining for. And I hope you're shining this, your same light for everyone else who needs you. So yeah, it's a good week. It's a good day. I'm really happy. As you can see, I'm genuinely happy and I'm really excited and grateful because I get to go to a Buddhist meditation later. And I really encourage all of you to do things like that if you are curious, because you will unfold to the most wonderful magnificence you've ever seen. Groups are a really great way to expand your consciousness and get that good feedback, you know, that, yes, I'm on the right track. Yes, I'm not crazy, you know? And so it's good to get that and it's good to have that. La, 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 la. Okay, so we're gonna go into our next hour of, we're going into our next hour of music. And so thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope you're enjoying this Little Rascals tune. Oh my God, I'm having way too much fun, actually. Basically, that's just what's happening here on the Paranormal Playground Zone. I will catch you later, Facebook Live, and back. And so tune in at WMFO.org right now to listen to this live streaming. It's a beautiful day. So you are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio, to be exact. And I'll be here tomorrow night. Yeah, yeah. 7 and 9. Get excited. Get super duper, duper, pooper, magnificent, ooper. Excited about that. Woo! I'm having a good time. I'm having way too much of a good time. All right, we got the Cramps coming up. We got some more Bobby Darin. We got some doo-wop, some English beat. It's all here. It's all here. You want it. We got it. Right here on Paranormal Playgas Ads. Woo!
Nine or six eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like the ride, so push the best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using dream warfare. Rock.
That's the only thing to do till all my lover's dreams come true. through, 'cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Please don't make me dream alone. I beg you, don't make me dream alone. No, I don't wanna dream alone.
Set me free, why don't you, baby? Get out my life, why don't you, baby? 'Cause you don't really love me, you just keep me.
I need you, I need you, I need you. cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl, hooty hoos to the dove, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully, you'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy.
This is Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on WMFO Medford Freeform Tufts Radio. It is our PSA time. Let's look into the magical PSA book. All right, here we go. Emergency preparedness. PSA. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flash floods and other non-flammable flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. There we go. Get safety. It's cool about fire safety. Be cool. Remember that? That reminds me of that a little bit. So how are we doing? How's our Tuesday going? I'm very excited. I'm really excited about life. Earlier, yeah, you had your chance to call in, and you know you didn't. No, someone did call in, but the spirit just was like, "No, not today." And that happens. It's all right. Let's get the healing in. Oh, always got to do readings. Let's get the healing in. I'm happy about this. I'm really happy about Tuesday. I'm happy about the energy that's going on. Happy about... Yeah, I am happy about the retrograde, believe it or not. Am I probably the only person on the face of the planet who's always excited about the retrograde? You know, because I know what it is. And my planets are in retrograde, so... No, just kidding. It's called karma. It's all about karma. All about karma. So I just wanted to take this moment to kind of come back, you know, just come back, see how everyone is. And it looks like everyone's copacetic. I'm copacetic. I'm going to have a blast when I leave here. And I just wanted to take this moment to raise the vibrations. Is that okay? Can I do that with my time? Can I raise the vibrations? And raising the vibrations means... Yeah, that's right. The Little Rascal theme song. Love it. You know, yeah. So basically, if you're wondering, okay, how are ways I could raise my vibration today? The sun is shining. Get out there. Do you play sports? Do you have friends who want to play soccer, tennis, outside activities? Go do that. It's freaking nice out. Freaking nice. There's one way. Call up a friend. Go do the soccer game. Get that adrenaline pumping. Get that heart rate up. Do it. Go running outside. Take a nice long run. Oh, look. As I said, go running outside. Someone just ran right down past me. Alignment. Meditation outside. If you don't want to meditate alone, get someone to meditate with you. Come on, meditation. It's good. Gratitude. You can think about gratitude, you know. Go out, go dancing tonight. There's so many things. There's just so many ways to uplift your vibration. It's just, the ways are basically endless. It really is. It's, you can't like not, like it's end, like the, it's like a, the universe is like an endless supply of like so many things that you can take in and do, so do it. Oh, no, R. Kelly. Just kidding. scary. I'm just kidding. So get out there, get active, and really appreciate the summer. I know if you have jobs, you're inside, it's okay. No one's blaming you. But the times that you're not inside working, get outside. Make an effort. Or even before work, just hit that nature. Get at one with that nature. Be at one. Be immersed in the magnificent plentitude of nature that's going on. Really be in it. Hold on, we got a caller. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Are you coming in? Oh! Oh, hi! Can you hear me right now? Hi, thank you. Can you hear me right now?
I can hear you, and I'm in the way back of the house. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can definitely hear you, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're so wonderful. I listened last week. My friend called, and I just want to say thank you. This is a great thing. And hey, you know what? It's all spirit.
Oh, it is.
Thank you for doing it.
And thank you for calling in. If you know anybody, the line, you know, and some days the lines are open for free medium readings. And if you know anyone who's open to it, direct them here. Yeah.
I'm open.
Do you want to do one now, or do you want to do it another time?
I want to do one now.
Okay, let's do it right now. I love it. You're on
I'm
the
infectious.
Air. Okay,
he's
so
infectious. That's how I call you.
So you're on the air right now. And just one thing I need to tell you: no profanity, no swearing.
Oh, absolutely correct. We're not. Right
now. Okay, this is so exciting. Okay,
I'm excited. Thank you.
Yay! What's your name? Christine.
And okay. What is your name?
My name's Mariah.
Mariah. Nice to meet you, Mariah.
Nice to meet you. Okay, Christine. So how I work, I'm just going to tell you real quickly. I'm just going to bring in someone. I'm going to describe them first. Then I am going to ask you if you recognize them. If you do not recognize them, it's okay. Do not be discouraged because it is about the message that is most important. Now, I just want to know, do you know a lot of people who passed, a fair amount or not too many?
That passed?
Yeah, that crossed over.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A fair amount.
Oh, okay. So I ask that because usually people who don't know a lot of people have a harder time making connections, but it really mm-hmm. depends. You know, we'll just see
right.
it, you know.
And yeah, so, yeah, it is, yeah. Let the spirit move you.
Okay. And so you said, I'm so sorry, it's Kristen, Christine?
Christine.
Christine, okay.
Right.
Okay, infinite spirit right now. I open up to Christine. Anyone who wants to come forth, please. Okay, immediately I have a man who steps forward. I feel like he feels elderly. It does feel like a grandfather or a father vibration that comes in. He's got this huge smile on his face. He is so excited. I just can't get over this smile. He's just beautiful. His spirit is just gorgeous. He is just someone who, like, so much love is in his heart. He is someone you would go to when you had problems, when you had worries. I'm seeing a plaid. I don't know why, but this plaid shirt is just kind of really it's standing out on him.
Hi,
I can
George.
See okay, do you know who this is already?
Yeah,
you do. You're making the connection.
I got a connection with him. That's George.
Who's George?
You called him Patty. Patty, he's my grandfather.
Oh, I like immediately. I just got so emotional with so much love. He is coming in with so much love for you right now. I really need to tell you.
Yeah.
He is around you constantly. He is, and I'm seeing you. Do you ever, do you cook?
I do.
Okay. I don't know why, but when you're cooking, when you're cooking, he's like right there and he's like, hey, he's like, he's like got his arms up and he's got his arms waving. So I don't know if there is a connection with cooking or something, but like, or when you're cooking, you're in a zone, but when he's there, that's like he's really strong around you. I'm seeing him. He's showing
uh-huh.
me. And so, okay. So he's bringing a lot of, he's bringing a lot of love. See the message that's coming
get
in for
back.
You. Okay. He's showing thing. Okay. So this is really interesting. He's showing like, he's bringing in like files. And so this is like metaphorical. He's showing files and organizing okay. certain things right now for you.
Okay.
He's saying it's almost like he wants you to make a bucket list or something. I don't know what this is, but he's showing you like there's all these different things you've been thinking about doing. And he's saying he really wants you to he's saying these things are real. And he's saying, why not set these goals? And you've been kind of hesitant about it, kind of not really thinking like, oh, I don't have the time or really believing that they can really manifest. But I'm seeing you actually wanting to do things, but you're just like, kind of like, but how can I make that happen? And he's saying, honey, all you got to do is write these things down, make them a goal. Spirit team is here with you to make these happen. We're going to help you to make these happen and make this manifest. He really wants to see you shine. He wants to see you step into more of, he wants to bring courage to you, courage and belief that these things can happen. I'm seeing a lot of, hold on. I don't know if there's plans, if you had plans of, if there was like, there's something about money he's talking about, either with retirement or either getting money or saving money. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
My daughter's in here, and I can't see her face, but I do, and she does too.
Okay. So is there a chance to actually, I'm seeing like something with a chance to actually do something with this, or thinking about like kind of like not really sure, like save it or actually spend it or do this. And so that's why he's bringing this, trying to organize
that lake house.
Are you going to the lake house, or is this planned and are you going, or is this something you're thinking about?
Well, I was just thinking about it, and I saw the prize, and we were sitting in there, and I said, wow, up in Maine, $699, I should look into that.
Okay. So
That's funny.
So this is the message being like, yes, do it. Now is the time, because when you start putting yourself into that energy, it's going to help you have the confidence to do other things. Because it's so funny, we wouldn't think, if we're, you know, being human beings and we have the means and we can do it, we can just do it and it's done. But we have a lot of fear about certain things, and we think a lot about certain things, and we're like, sometimes it's really hard for us to just do it. And so, but what they're saying is, it's so important for you to just do it, because it's going to give you not only the energy but the confidence to do other stuff. What were you saying?
He lived on a lake.
Oh, okay. He did. Interesting. Wow. Okay. Right. So it all relates and it's all connecting. You see what else is coming in for him. Interesting. Okay, he's talking about something about you getting dressed. He's showing you getting dressed up, and he's showing you like okay, it's interesting. Going to the hair salon, getting a facial, getting your nails done, getting all these things, kind of getting pampered. He wants you to kind of step into this energy where he's saying, yeah, hello, of course you can buy those clothes. Of course you can go get your nails done. Of course you can go look fabulous. Are you kidding me?
Of course I can, absolutely.
There's something going, because yeah, there's like this, there's a lot of where he's coming in is a lot of hesitation to just treat yourself. And he's saying, yes, 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 you deserve it. You deserve it. You've come to the time where you can relax and give yourself these things. This is all about kind of giving to yourself right now. And that's why it's like, he's saying you're at this point where your energy is open for that. And you're open to see how you can grow. There's a lot of growing that you're accepting and open to right now, and that's why you wouldn't be listening to the show. And as he's coming, and he's been waiting for you. This has come in and it's reached you and it's connected to you, and he's been waiting to just fill your life with that. He's talking about flavor and sweetness and just filling it with joy and filling it with the pleasures and like the good things and just being in the present. So let me see. I'm seeing I don't know what this is. I don't know if you were going on a boat or you're thinking about boat rides, but there's something with boats coming in for you very soon. Do you know what I'm talking about?
That already happened.
Oh, okay. What was this?
That was 3 weeks ago. That was three weeks ago, I think. Yeah. I went on a cruise. Continue.
Okay.
I'm going on.
Yeah. Okay. So he's showing the boats, and he's showing all of this in the water. Now he's taking us into a candy shop. So this candy shop is just it's representing what's coming in for you, and it's all, and like I said before, he's talking about the sweetness of life and what life is about, and he's saying, it's okay. The money, he's trying to get you to understand that the abundance is okay. It's okay to be abundant. It's okay to have a lot of money. It's okay. Think abundance, be abundance, because it's all about deserving. You're part of the beautiful nature of universe, and the universe put you here so you can enjoy all of that stuff. Once you start allowing yourself to enjoy all this stuff, you're going to get more. So he's bringing in this message that there's abundance coming in, more abundance for you. And bringing in that sweetness of life, and almost like he's showing the image of Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory, like for some reason, and just
wow, that's weird, man.
What was that?
That's weird.
Yeah, it's like that representation of Willy Wonka and how how he's abundant and he has all this stuff, but it's not just money. It's full of fun. It's full of joy. It's full of quirkiness.
Yeah, it's all the fun. I'm hearing it.
And the fun is coming in. So yeah, you've been through a lot in your life. You've seen a lot, and he's bringing in the clarity. So really, and what he's saying to constantly maintain this, he wants you to. He's saying good job for staying open. He's saying you are just such a beautiful, beautiful spirit.
Aww.
You make him proud every single day, and he's saying keep that open heart, because that open heart is going to feed you. That open heart is going to clothe you. That open heart is going to give you everything that you need. Keep trusting. You have so many angels here that love you. And I leave you with the loving blessings of spirit.
Oh, thank you so much. That was beautiful. What a wonderful day.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And everything does come. It is kind of like, you know, it's great reading. Thank you.
I'm so glad I was able to help. And just, I wanted everyone to hear you out. What were you talking about with the boats?
The boats. Well, I went on a cruise, and like I'm stepping out. I'm trying to step out, and I'm going on another cruise next year. So.
Next year.
Everything makes sense because my grandfather is my heart, and just a lot that you said definitely is. You know, jumping off and going back in, and it's nice reading. I appreciate it.
Okay, awesome.
I want to say to my daughter, what are you saying? She can't hear me.
Well, I hope.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are infectious, and I'm so glad to find you, and I will listen every Tuesday from 1 to 3.
Yay! Oh, God bless. Uh-huh. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy all the good things that are coming in.
God bless you as well, and thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Yay.
So there you have it. There is our live reading. Yay! It was awesome. That was just magnificent. I loved it. That is magnificent. Yay. I'm just really touched. I'm really glad she liked her reading and it resonated with her. I'm just speechless. Spirit. I have to take a second sometimes, you know, because it's magical. It's just really, really magical. I still can't get over that. This is what I do, and this is, like, it was just amazing how, like, I was only, like, a couple of descriptions into her and into him, and she already knew who this was. I'm just so glad they're so connected, and people who are listening are connected. This is so magical. I love you, universe. Thank you so, so much. Okay. Whew. Oh, man. This is amazing. All right. So we got just a little bit more time left, but, you know, this has been great. Please stay tuned, and I will be here. And like I said, I'm going to be here tomorrow night subbing. So, yeah, you get enough. All right. I will be back in a little bit, but till then, here is Gene Chandler, Duke of Earl. I am loving the doo-wop today. Woo!
Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke,
as I walk through this world,
Duke of Earl,
nothing can stop
the
Duke of Earl. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I am. Oh, I'm gonna love you. Oh, oh, come on, let me pull you, darling, 'cause I'm the Duke of Earl. So hey, yeah, yeah. And when I hold you, you'll be my Duchess. Duchess of Earl, we'll walk through my dukedom, and a paradise we will share. Yes, I'm gonna love you. Oh, oh.
seatbelt.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Boston Medium with Paranormal Playground Sounds. Oh, it's time to go. Oh, but I'll be back here tomorrow night. Not doing Paranormal Playground Sounds, just playing whatever. and having a ball. Thank you to Christine, who called in for the live medium reading. That was wonderful. I love it. Yay! How magical. That was very magical. So exciting. And I'm always looking for artists, musicians to come up on the show and either play live acoustic or sing or whatever and, you know, talk about their spirituality. And then they get a live reading. Or healers, whoever. Contact me. I'd love to have you on the show and interview you. It's a healing portal. It's a healing station. And we all get the healing. Love it. This has been really exciting. I love it. I'm so excited. I'm going to just go play today. Well, I have a Buddhist meditation to go to. But and I'll be back here tomorrow. But I am here for the Paranormal Playground Sounds every Tuesday, 1 to 3 p.m. 1 to 3 p.m. Listen in. Have some fun. Listen to guided meditation. And if you'd like, call in for a live medium reading, 855-915-9636. We're here. I'm here. We're all here. Whoo! Guess what we have coming up? Guess what we have? Bomba ba bomba 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 ba bomba ba bomba dang a dang dang for ding a dong ding blue moon boom boom moon moon. Yes. Do 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 do. Love you guys. I will see you next week. Have a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday.
Bom 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 bom
bom bom Bomb, 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 bomb,